Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, 5th chapter, 8th verse. That's Matthew 5, verse 8. It reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The Amplified Version says, "Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritual mature, are the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral, courage, and godly character, for they will see God." This is part 6 of the Beatitudes. Part 1, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Part 2, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Part 3, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Part 4, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And part 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, are all available on our website. The word blessed in this scripture means anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature. The word pure is defined as free from moral guilt or fault. The word moral means relating to principles of right and wrong in behavior. We are human, and this is a challenge for all of us. We know the difference between right and wrong and can lean either way depending on the circumstances. Let me give you some of those circumstances, if I may. If someone drops money, do we tell them that they dropped it and give them back their money? As a student, if you find a test questions and answers, do you use them to your advantage? While in the parking lot, do you take a parking space when someone else has been waiting patiently for that space? Do you jump in line in the store, the airport, etc.? Do you say or use things against other people to advance your agenda? Do you give from your heart or for the tax write-off? If an ATM machine gives you back more money than you asked for, do you report it to the bank? And finally, do you treat everyone the same? Those are questions only you can answer. To be free of moral guilt or fault means that no matter the circumstances, we will always do what is right and not do what is wrong. The key word in this is always. I can speak for myself and say that as much as I would like to do what is right, there can be times where human nature will rule me. It is not human nature to not only do the right thing always, but not to do the right thing at all. We are all capable of this and need help in this area. Doing what is wrong morally is a sin. The scripture states that we are blessed if we are pure at heart. The question is, are we pure of heart? I have given you several examples, and I could give a lot more to be very honest with you, to prove that we are not as pure as heart as we would like to be. We all fall short. Well, it is not impossible to have a pure heart if we admit that we need one. It is not impossible to have a pure heart if we ask for God's help. It is not impossible for us to have a pure heart if we humble ourselves. It is not impossible for us to have a pure heart if it becomes a priority in our lives. Now, the Amplified Bible states the scripture this way: "Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, are the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character, for they will see God." Integrity is defined as a firm adherence to a code, especially moral or artistic values. Incorruptibility. The word incorruptibility says it all. When you have a pure heart, number one, no one can change your mind. Number two, you will not wrestle with right and wrong. Number three, your decisions will be correct straight from your pure heart. It also mentions a godly character. Having a pure heart is godly. No one will be able to question your intent or your character. Amen. Amen. Now, how do we obtain a pure heart? That is the biggest question. Well, you must have a heart transplant. This starts with your relationship with God, spending time within His presence and asking for God to change your heart is the only way you can become pure at heart. Now, God is willing, thank God, to make this happen, but you must sincerely ask to have this done. See, God knows the intent of your current heart, and it is His will that everyone has a heart transplant. I don't want to get too deep, saints, but having a change of heart comes with a price. Number one, we must be willing to go through the operation. We must understand that our old heart is broken when it comes to right and wrong. Number three, we must be tested during the operation to see if we really want our heart changed. Now, let me explain the test. This gets interesting. God is going to put us in situations that will test where we are in the changing process. He will see if we will do the things the old way or the new way. In plain English, He will see if we will do what is right morally or revert back to our old ways. As we pass these tests, our heart becomes more like His. We will do the right things morally, have integrity, and become incorruptible. This will become our way of life. Now let's look back at the examples that I had given and see the change in our heart and our reaction to things. Number one, if someone drops money, we will tell them and give them back their money. Number two, as a student, if you find the test questions and answers, you will not use them to your advantage. You won't cheat, but you will give it back to the teacher. That's integrity. While in the parking lot, you will allow that person who has been waiting patiently for that parking space to park in that space. Also, you will not jump in the line anymore. You will never say or use things against other people to advance your own agenda. You will give from the heart and do not care about any tax write-off. If an ATM gives you back more than you asked for, you will report it to the bank. Wow, that's a big difference. That last one about giving it back to the bank, I had to pray on, but that's another sermon for another time. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We will be blessed, which means anticipating God's presence, and will be spiritually mature. They shall see God in all facets of our life. If God is in our heart, then everything that we will do will represent God. We will have the love of God, the integrity of God, the patience of God, the righteousness of God, and others will see the God in us. Talking about being a witness. We also will see the God in us. Amen. Amen. Rejoice, saints. We will see God by seeing the God in us and seeing God affecting those around us. Saints, that's not a pipe dream. That person can be you. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Please forgive us where we've fallen short with our own hearts. Father, we need a heart transplant. We need our hearts to be like yours, Lord. We need you to change our heart from the present to the future, which is your future, your will for us. Father, I know it's not easy. I know it takes a serious humbling on our parts to come to you and say, Lord, I need a change of heart. But put it in our hearts to do so, Lord. Draw us to you, Father, by your Spirit. Have us grow our relationship to the point where we will go through the heart transplant. Well, we will want to become as godly as you are, Lord. Well, others will see the God in us, and we shall see you always. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that it goes forth throughout the land. Pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified in it, and it will bring about change in people. Father, you are God. I thank you for being our God, and I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.